per year.
Oh yeah, the fences, different kind of fences you'd have on a farm.
Well, for sheep or hogs, you'd want a woven wire fence. For cattle, barbed wire would turn them. Or, the way it's getting anymore, they have electric fence. That does the work. You get one or two shocks off of that to keep away from it.
They wouldn't need, well, in towns more, I suppose they'd have wooden fences, this sort of board here. Rail fence, do they have any around here on the farms, rail?
No, not here.
But they used to more than they have
well,
now?
Well, probably did. No, I doubt what they did here because there wasn't timber here.
Mm-hmm. In the city sometime, though, they have these board fences that are straight up and down.
Yeah.
Businesses, you run your stick over them and they make a noise. What do you call that? The
picket fence.
Okay. You wouldn't have called that a paling fence, or pale fence, or slat
no,
fence?
No, we never did.
Shingle garden or anything like
no.
that? No. Now, if you have a fence, sometimes on a farm you'll need a couple hundred big, heavy to tack the wire onto. You'll need, every so often you'll need a
post.
And then maybe you'll need a couple hundred of these.
Posts.
Okay, you didn't have stone walls or rock fences
no,
or anything.
Not right. here.
Now, remember sometimes if the hen has an egg, you want to pull a fast one on her, pull her egg out and stick a substitute in. What do you call that substitute?
In the nest, you mean?
Yeah, in the nest.
Well, a glass egg.
And would you call anything else? Not a Japan, but... Nick. Japan egg, that isn't
yeah,
it.
I've never heard
China is one.
China egg, maybe?
Yeah, is that, would you have ever called it a China egg?
I think we've called them glass eggs.
Okay.
But
all right.
We don't use them. We don't.
No. Well, I got what I wanted, the pronunciation of China, you see. now, you carry water in a what?
Pail.
And that would be metal or wooden or?
It'd be metal, approximately. Or?
What if it were wooden? What would you call it?
Well, it'd still be a pail.
Okay. You wouldn't call it a bucket.
Well, you could call it a bucket. Either way, it would. Mm-hmm. A pail, I imagine.
You'd favor pail in either case.
Yes.
You might say bucket, but
yes.
Now, if you want to put your garbage out, you put your garbage in your garbage
can.
And you cook eggs in the morning in a... What kind of a cooking utensil? Let's say if you fry them. You fry them.
In a pan. Right.
You wouldn't call it skillet, probably. Frying pan would be most important.
Well, if you fry them, if you cook them, you'd probably call it a skillet.
What do you mean, cook them by?
Hot water, just boil them. Soft boiled egg or hard boiled.
Okay. You would never call it a spider, though, the frying pan.
No.
Or a creeper.
No.
Now, they had a big, heavy vessel, iron vessel with a large opening. They used to cook soap up in it outside. Call that a great big
butcher kettle. We used to